Hello, good evening, and welcome, everyone. Today is October 19th, 2013, and you are listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight with healings and wonderful information about our coming ascension, and it is Saturday night on the Lightship, so that's really a treat. If you haven't experienced this before, you'll really enjoy it. And in the meantime, before Ron comes on, if everyone would open up their picture of the light being, which can be found on creationlightship.com or just down on the BBS radio page. If you scroll down below the fast chat, you'll see the lovely picture. Click on that, and then when Ron comes on the air, he will activate that with peace energy that will last throughout the whole show for us. And a quick reminder, I'll say this at the end of the show, that there is one 8-hour call left of this month. It's tomorrow, Sunday, starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you get to go on the Creation Lightship for physical healing. It's the body rejuvenation, and it's just wonderful. So if you can possibly get on that call with Ron tomorrow, you will really enjoy that. And now I'll say hello and welcome Ron to the show.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ann. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam. And here we go. So set up on your monitor screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So you should see a lot of peace energy coming your way. And we'll do a clearing here for those people out there that might have a situation, being the weekend here. Maybe you're having anxiety because your weekend is almost over on one day, so you're half through. And you got to go back to work on Monday, and maybe you have people there that you don't like and got away from them, and now here you are again, ready to go back to work in one day, naturally. So here we go. Let's release the energy from you, if that's the case. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and tonight is our night where we go to the light ship. We'll be doing that probably in about a half an hour. If anybody has any questions, just send it to Ann at clsquestions@yahoo.com or go to the fast chat. Sometimes it's much easier to go to clsquestions because you can type more in there. So, just back to you, Ann. We'll see what's new and shaking out there, if anything.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I do want to also mention that this coming or next weekend, Ron will be in New York City. So if you're able to get there at all to meet Ron in person, it's a wonderful experience. You'll be able to go into the chamber, the light chamber, and experience the Creation Lightship energies, and of course have healings with Ron, and he's giving a lecture. And we have a question about that, Ron, which is why I wanted to bring it up now. Do I still have time to get my photo to you?
Yeah, just send it over on an email, and go in and do the $100 donation, and then send over, you know, the donation receipt to me along with the picture, and we'll print it out. No problem. We'll print it out for you in the light chamber for all the different sessions. Oh, that's great. And it also works great for animals and pets. And we'll be doing talking about the nano clearings, too, at the workshops, the workshop that we're having. So if you're around in New York, you may want to come to that. That'll be on Sunday. And I believe it's at, let me think here. I think it's at 1 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, on Sunday. Either 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, but I think it's 1 o'clock. After the Strange Universe panel, so I'll have an hour break there. And But I'm doing a panel again this year with a bunch of other people. And it'll be quite interesting. The panels are always kind of unique and different. See how that turns out. But the whole thing is you have to realize about timelines. Not all technologies that are out there cause any problems. And I'll do a release now. Doing this also, some of the lectures and workshops that I have back east. So let's just see. I'd like everybody to hold maybe some type of coin in their hand. So dig into your pocket or your purse, and hopefully you have a coin of some sort. And what we'll do is see if there's any energy floating around in the cosmos here, in the nanotechnology stuff, coming into your body, telling your body you don't want to have money. We'll just do this as a sample here, just to see how people relate to this. And this will only work right now on this program, not work on the archives. So you hold your penny or nickel or quarter, maybe you have a 50-cent piece, even have a silver dollar, who knows? So hold that now. Remember, these the nanotechnology energy is coming in can also cause you to have problems with wanting to accept money too, along with timelines. Hold it in your hand and kind of see how it feels. How does your body feel about that coin? Look at it. Is it glowing? Does it feel just like it's dead in your hand? Does it feel like it has some kind of negative energy? Just, you know, have your body tell you. And next, here we go. We're going to charge the energy which should be in your body. I don't know how long this will be active in you, but right now we're just showing you what it's like while you want to do the nanotechnology clearing. Here we go. We'll show you what that's like. Have your money discharged right now for this one particular coin. So, use the energy. So, one, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. So kind of see now how the coin is feeling. You might want to flip it up in the air or something, and if your body is liking it a little more. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron, because, of course, any positive energy, all of us want that towards our money. I really felt something shift in my body when you did that. It was amazing. I'm just holding a quarter, and I sort of expected the shift to be in my hand or on the quarter or feel something, but I actually felt something in my whole body. So maybe my body will love money a little more now, which can't be a bad thing. So thank you very much for doing that. And we'd love to hear anyone else's comments if they had any experience when Ron did that clearing. And I'm curious, Ron, because we were going to go over the nano clearings for tonight. So, nanotechnology and why we have that and why we should clear it. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because you brought that up around the money, and I always like to imagine someone hearing you for the first time and not really understanding what you're talking about. So if you could go over that, we would appreciate it.
Yeah, what happens is that we have energies inside of us that get activated. So the nanotechnologies out there, the energies being transmitted to people through the air that you're breathing and or the beyond all, just think of some kind of radio station tower or TV station tower or cell phone tower out there, what the aliens are controlling, and they're transmitting to you energies to robotically control your body. Easiest way to say it. And it can also come in into the invisible energies very easily and into nanotechnology. So you may have stuff inside of you that all of a sudden they go, well, we're going to stop doing this here. We don't want people to have $1 bill, so we're going to activate that nanotechnology, and all of a sudden, nobody wants to get a $1 bill. You know, it's mind control. That's the bottom line here. And so they can do that. There's many theys out there. You know, there's theys that maybe live underground here, plus there's theys that live out there in the cosmos. So I'll point at any fingers here. It can be done all different ways. And so you have inside of you a little walking time bomb that can get activated, and it can also harm you. I remember somebody mentioned, I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody mentioned that the theys out there have created something where they can actually put an energy out, and that energy can maybe harm people with blue eyes or something like that, you know, certain race of people or brown eyes or something. So the technology's probably been around for a long time. I think in the underground here, working in the underground are about 50 years ahead of us. Some people say it's 500, but I heard 50. And so you know what's happened in the last 50 years, you know. I just think if you were living in the 1950, driving your car after the war and stuff, and go back to the 1900s, boy, 50 years from there, would you conceive having a telephone and cars and electricity everywhere, you know, when you were living in the 1900 compared to the 1950, era? Then go from the 1950 to 1960. Just think what happened in that time, in that 50 years. So all these energies are there and probably being worked with. So what's going to happen as we move 50 years into the future here? They already have it probably downstairs there, we'll call it, in the underground, okay? So they can do a lot of stuff that we know nothing about and give us a lot of harm. So, and maybe, I'd like to say they do good things for us. I'd like to know where it is. So if anybody knows of anything good that's come about, normally people look, they go, well, everything's going up in price. No, that's not too good. My income isn't going up in price, everything's being kind of devalued, inflated, and that's not too good. So is that what's happening? You know, what's going to happen in 50 years, So, but anyway, that's kind of what happened. So that nanotechnology is here to control you, to cause you harm, unless it's, maybe they might have a cure for cancer in nanotechnology. Maybe somebody will say, we're going to fix this. This alien race is now going to put out this cure for cancer. And within one day, cancer is eradicated, gone completely. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And everybody who has gray hair and white hair, we're going to fix that, man. We're going to push that button for nanotechnology. You're all going to have your natural hair color back. Young, you're listening to me, that probably won't affect you. But as you get older, that does. So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. Hopefully that is more understandable for most people here. So.
Yeah, okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. And we had a question about the nano before we move on. How often should we do the nano clearing if you've done it once? Should you keep doing it?
This is good. I would do it probably once a week. I would get in there and do it as much as you can do it because, when you took your shower today or yesterday or whenever you took one last, do you need another one? Probably so. Just by doing it one time, great for that time that you did it. But what's going to happen in, a day later or something?
Right.
So.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you. Now, we have a couple of comments about the when you cleared the coin for us. My body feels a little lighter. That's always good. Thank you, Ron. Someone said that they're so happy they were gifted $2,500 to help them pay their taxes. coins were buzzing in my left hand. Someone said the coin, I guess they mean, had weight and felt warm. Someone else said the coin turned very hot and I felt a tingling at the top of my head. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, so people felt that clearing, and I hope it's going to just bring us all more money. And someone made a comment, Ron, that they must have been to your lectures, and sometimes, Ron, I know I went to a lecture where you were in a room, and there were a group of people you were talking to live at an expo, but sometimes you go on these panels that you mentioned earlier, and on those panels are people that have very strong beliefs, much like people in various religions that we all know, and they're very set and pretty much, you know, in their head and mind controlled. So someone made the comment that you're always very calm and never get ruffled when people are rude. So what happens there, Ron? Are people offended by you and Creation Lightship because you're kind of poking a hole in what they're saying, or what happens?
That could be it, and I normally don't have very many, if all, allies on those panels, you know, so I'm kind of there, and it's interesting when I always try to do the mind of heart drop when I'm on them. They're all talking about other stuff. I can't down anybody, but things about, you know, like New Age beliefs, is what kept people here forever anyway, and they seem to be talking about that stuff. And then you have, I probably can't talk too much about this here, but all that I'm trying to do is tell people to get some healing so they can be in the present moment, get out of their head, and get out of the mind energy. So that's what I talk about, basically. And one person came up to me when I was in the panel last time in New York, and it says, "Boy, Ron, you know, I've heard you before and stuff, and or whatever, you know." It said, "You know, what they really loved is that for the first time in their life," and this person was probably, I'd say, about 60, was a man. He said, "For the first time in my life, did the mind a heart drop. I was in my heart. I tried everything else, meditation, this and that and the other, and I've never got there, and you did it in like 15 seconds. So I really appreciate that, and a lot of people do that. Somehow I have a nice solid majority who come to those panels. They don't, well, I think last time maybe you got most of the questions, so this time there's like a few other panel members on, so normally there's like, I think like 5 to 6 people. Now there's like 2 more over that, I think. So that's what's going to happen. But, I always sit on the far end on the table. I get there early, mainly because I need to hold my own space. So I want to be on one side, keep myself more in a sacred position and energy so that I'm not inundated with a bunch of courtings and having to worry about projecting negative energy to me on the panel at times. Remember, you don't know what's in their bodies. This is a good thing for everybody else to understand that if you're in a group of people and, you know, you're with people all the time, you don't know, because the person was friendly to you, you've known them for a long time, what's going to be in their body to do an attack, right? So just because it's somebody that you like and love, maybe something could crawl under them and zap you. And you go, "Wow, I didn't like that. I don't know what happened, but I feel drained or something." So that's why, you know, I'm always at the end. Normally people will not sit next to me right off the bat on the panel. And they'll come up, and naturally the seat next to me will be vacant. All the rest are filled, and they're kind of forced to sit there. That's what I've noticed. And some people actually comment and they watch to see where people sit. So it is different, but it's okay. For you don't know what you don't know. So that's how I view the panel members. As far as being upset, yeah, I don't think I ever get upset with anything. I'm in the moment, and doing the panels looks like this show. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about. So I don't have a script. Most of the people probably rehearse a script. They bring books in, and they talk about different things. I don't have that. In fact, I sometimes even forget to mention, you know, my workshops and lectures, because I'm just trying to give information out to help people. So some people go there to try to promote their whole event and everything else. But every panel is different. I love being on them, and it's great. So always something that anybody can learn. And so it's back to you, Ann. Everything
Thank
is good.
Thank you, Ron. Yes. And I personally can't go because I'm on the other coast, but if you are in New York or nearby, it's really worth going. It's a wonderful experience. So just an interesting comment, if we could go back to the coin that you cleared before, Ron. Someone said that they felt, let me see if I can see it again, something, it got hot or jumped or something, and their head itched. Could there have been an entity attached to the money? That's an interesting idea. Is that possible that we could have actual entities attached to our coins and our bills?
Boy, possibly. Yes, it could be. But metal doesn't always hold energy like that, okay? It's not living. Paper money, I found, can hold a lot of negativity to it. The natural coin, for some reason, does not hold that much energy that I have seen so far, okay? So I don't want to be like an expert at this here, but somehow the coins themselves, you can clear them to get neutralized. What we just got through doing, but it won't hold on to a lot of people's energy. Maybe just say that a dollar bill might hold on to hundreds of people because it's paper for some reason, where the coin itself, being metal, only hold on to a few people. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. I mean, it's possible that this listener, there was maybe an entity around her or something that, if she sensed to that, she's probably correct. I know, as I just said this last night, that entity clearing is my friend. I have that going all the time. Maybe, since we're on that subject, Ron, could you do a quick entity clearing for us on the show, a sample of that?
Sure, okay. So here we go, everybody. If you have an entity hanging on you, best way to actually feel an entity leave you, okay, is to probably, if you have like a pain in your body. Okay, so if you have a pain, that'll attract entities almost always. So here we go. Give your pain, release some of the energy. So one, oh boy, two, oh, it's heavy, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There. I'll just see how you are doing here. If your pain went away, maybe I feel a little more lightheaded. Maybe you might feel some peace. Maybe the entity has given you a lot of anxiety. Oh, everything is changeable and different. That's you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I'm very aware of entities, and I'm sadly aware that they're around us all the time, and they do affect you. But I guess I'm blessed that at least I understand, because of the information you've given us and the healings, that I know what's going on at least, and I know that, oh, that's not my energy, and I can clear it right away. So if you haven't checked out the entity clearings yet on Ron's site, or clearing, it's really fabulous. I recommend it highly. okay. We are going to go to the light ship soon, Ron, and we've already had a request for a certain room. May I ask for people to request locations that they might want to visit in the light ship?
Okay, yeah, so let's go to the light ship, everybody.
Okay.
And see here. Today is the 19th, so October 19th. It's a Saturday, and we're in 2013. Let's go to the light ship. Bring up, this only works live for people listening on Saturday night shows, and the show is Saturday night. Timelines change, so hopefully if you're in a different country, it may be Sunday. But regardless, on our show here, it only works live for people listening. If you're listening to an archive, get information, then you're going to feel peace energy. Probably be a very, very strong peace energy for the time that we're on the light ship, which might be a really good bonus. So everybody out there listening, if you haven't heard an archive on Saturday, you might just check it out. A lot of energy for peace, maybe more so than any other time that we have a VBS program. We'll just see if people have felt that. Maybe they could ask, comment on that for me. Here we go. Think of your pets and animals you want to bring up. And yourself, think of one particular situation that you're dealing with. Pets and animals normally will communicate on their own to where they go to, for their own healing, up the, you know, flowers, plants, and things like this here if you wish. So here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're bilocated. You're here and you're there at the same time. You have to use the word time because I don't know what else to use. Of course, energy, there's no such thing as time, but here we're in time. Well, it gets to be an oxymoron here, I guess. So, but anyway, here we go. First room, well, we have a request for horses, so let's enjoy the horses. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, boy, let's go to another location. And let's... go to the room that has the polar bears. Here we go. Rest your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into a room that we normally do on our 8-hour calls here. This would be a little teaser for somebody out there, maybe all of you. Well, this is what we'll be doing possibly tomorrow. We'll find out. But we'll go into the room that we release pins out of your body. And quite something for a lot of people. Having just a better lifestyle now, or body movement. So here we go. We're free. Let's take pins in your neck. We're going to work on your neck right now, releasing some pins. A little stronger. Kind of move your neck around, see if it feels better. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to another location, and this will be a room in quarantine. This is where you can actually experience this here. It's quite interesting. This is where they retrieve your physical body parts and your spirit in quarantine, where the aliens have taken parts and bits and pieces of you to darkness. So we're going to have that experience here. So this is what we do on the 8-hour calls. So one, we're working with maybe neck energies now, where the pins are. So if you have anything that's been stolen from you in your neck, we'll see if we can get some of that back. Nothing is final with any of these clearings because aliens keep doing stuff, but you could be having stuff stolen, you know, a million times from you, we'll maybe get back two of the parts and pieces here in your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Like the body retrieval part place here. Parts that are missing. They've brought in clone parts of you. Working with the neck right now. So 1, also getting rid of pins. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Move your neck around and just see if it feels better to you. We're going to another location now. So that room is completed. Going to the rainforest room. for you can see many, many things. See beautiful birds flying, parrots, birds, you know, any type of bird, anything that deals with rainforest energies, beautiful trees and flowers. Dragonflies are just a wonderful place to be. Here's the rainforest room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into the room that has, I like the dragonfly. This is a different room. So dragonfly energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the room with the hot tubs with the beautiful mud. Here is a green mud that they're putting on you to get rid of toxins or things related to your skin. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room here. We'll go into the room that has the small elephants here. Again, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we'll go into the room that has the centrifuge energy. Centrifuge room, so stronger. This takes away addiction, the habits that you may have, situations. So think of something. The same thing that you're dealing with on other types of healing. Just request one healing, one area. Turn. So here we go. We're in this room. So stronger as the room is spinning. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And any other requests?
Yes, Ron, someone requested the deer room.
Yeah, I was just going to do that one. So here we go. I wonder where the deers are. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. So we'll come back from the light chip. And your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with you now. And back down. You're going to be coming into time now. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, you're back here now. And you might feel a slight change in consciousness. You may feel, maybe walk around a little bit and just see how you're doing there. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ron. That was a wonderful trip to the light ship, and I feel really, really good and really relaxed. So thank you so much. We have some comments here. Someone said they felt pins in their toes last night. It was very painful, so I'm assuming they're appreciating getting rid of that. Then we didn't get to them, but several people have physical issues, and they were requesting healings for that or to go into certain rooms. But the fact that they were requesting their healings, I'm sure they were worked on by the light beings while they were up there. So that's good. Someone said, oh, neck muscles feel better. And someone said the green mud feels yummy. maybe she was eating a little of it. I don't know. food cord. Golden plates or garden fruit and vegetables. So I guess they saw the food there. I don't see things. I feel things when we go to the light ship. So it's wonderful to hear from people that do actually see what's going on up there. So we appreciate those comments. Someone else said, my neck feels better. Thank you, Ron. I love being on the light ship so much. Hopefully I didn't miss any of the comments. So thank you very much. And, you know, people were kind of asking for, oh, can we go in a room for eyes and that kind of thing, which you do that sometimes. But basically, if you have a physical issue, you just request the light beings to clear it. And if you did feel good from that, which I can't imagine you couldn't, you have to have felt good, you can experience that for 8 hours tomorrow. So that's basically what happens for all day when Ron does his Sunday calls, and you can learn more about that on the website. And that was a wonderful visit. Thank you so much, Ron. And I was thinking about how, you know, I always like to be conscious that there might be people listening that have not been on the show before. We have many loyal listeners, I know, who are always listening. But there are also, and of course we hope that we are reaching more people. And I was wondering, in light of that, if we could do a couple of samples of your really basic healings. I always enjoy that for people. An emotional clearing and a mental clearing and maybe a feeling body. Could we have some samples of those, Ron, and maybe you could talk about it a little?
Sure, okay. So here we go. Let's do an emotional... if you don't know about this, your emotional body is invisible. You have many other invisible bodies, feeling body, pain body, emotional trauma, etc. And these are ones that were put in place by the Earth Spirit to keep your body from being destroyed by mind energy. Darkness brought mind energy in here. When people think good or bad thoughts about you makes no difference, it's still an energy that's out of balance to your own being, who you are. So that can harm you. And if you get enough people working on you through, I don't know, using the word lightly here, prayer circles, or connecting to you or sending you energy of healing, et cetera, that can affect you in a negative way. So people think that it's good, but it may not be. Emotional clearing was there to help you out because emotion got activated somehow in your lifetime by either what you were doing physically, what you saw physically, or what you heard. Or you heard these things or had this experience of having to come into your realm of consciousness, probably had nothing activated. All of a sudden it gets activated in you. Now you're on that emotional roller coaster ride, and it gets worse and worse as time goes on, as the body will kill itself to get well. Say that again. The body will kill itself to get well. So it'll keep bringing onto itself energies and wake you up so you can finally get it released out of you. That's why we have clearing. So if you have a situation that you're dealing with, know that you've had it in the past and it's been always with you. And what's going to happen in, say, 10 years from now, that same issue? How are you going to feel about that, having that same issue maybe happening, you know, once a week to you for 10 years? Probably won't be too good. So this is why you want to have the emotional clearing a lifetime to get this stuff out of you so you can start over again. Hopefully be drawing this stuff to you because it gives you a clean slate. You can still bring it back, but you start thinking about this stuff or get reinfected with it if you choose to. But once you get it out of you, you're not going to really draw it to you, only if you choose to. So here we go. Think of an issue that you've been dealing with. Could be anything. Maybe you have to go to work tomorrow, and maybe you're off Friday and Saturday, and tomorrow's your Monday, you know? Oh, geez. Now I got a whole 5 days of work. That bothers you. Well, why does it bother you? Maybe, unlike Sally who works there, you know, maybe a person talks really loud or always sneezing or something and you don't want to be there, but you have to. So we'll just clear that person, but or an issue. So it's up to you. You have to decide something because the light beings always see you and the light sees you as what you are experiencing is perfect. That's what you created. And they're not going to come up to you and say, oh, man, you got this problem. No, we got to fix that. They don't work that way. You have to suggest and tell them what your problem is to have them face it. you do the whole lot of emotional clearing, it's done automatically, all that's gone. But when I do these samples, you have to think of one thing. So here we go. Releasing that one situation, emotional situation from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it's released. Look at it, and it should feel like you've been there, done that. It should be like, okay, I can see it now, but my body's not jumping up and down or wanting to get angry or fear or anything else. It should be pretty much released. That's what we do, is just release one page out of your book of whatever that book has, and, you know, stored up for you. So it's like releasing one program, maybe out of thousands, for that one issue. So we'll do now a mental clearing, and you may want to even use the same issue. You think about it and bring it upon yourself, and that causes the emotion. Oh, here we go. Count to five again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, what I'll do is sensory body. This is how you sense energies around you. And here we go. So sensory body, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? You feel, you know, pretty good. The next thing is I'll do a body, which is your anxiety body. So if you feel a little anxious, a situation's happening in the future here coming up, release that to help you out. The issues go away. Well, if you do a lot of timeline crashes, very possibly it could. But if you're dealing with that particular anxiety, which could also be fear or something, but we'll just do anxiety, then they feel much better. So here we go, releasing that. Get something. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, thank you so much. And I know you've said before that we always want to start, when you do the healings, to do the whole life emotional clearing. And then if you still have an issue or issues that are still there with you, you move on to the mental body, the sensory, and perhaps the feeling body. Right, Ron? Those are kind of the basic ones that usually will get rid of those.
So if you do start clearing, you want to do definitely your emotional one probably first, and the mental one possibly second, because people live in those two bodies a lot. People who think a lot are very mental, and then you have people who are very emotional. There are the other bodies come into play. Now, if you happen to be a situation to where, you know, you're seeing death around you a lot, or you sense death, or you've seen car accidents a lot, or, you know, you just don't feel right, or you keep hurting yourself or something, or you've been in and out of situations that could be, you know, causing you a problem, then you may have death barcodes on you. So somebody's listening and they go, yeah, Ron, you know, I diagnosed with this, and, you know, it doesn't sound too good to me, and it puts fear running through my body. What can I do about it? The first thing I would do is death barcode. So if you are in that situation, then do the death barcodes after you do the emotional clearing. That's most people, they feel younger afterwards, and they just feel a little bit more at ease, or getting more of your body energy off. So that clearing also comes with another clearing that's free, which is the stress death barcode. So that takes stress off of you. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much for that explanation. I personally never get tired of hearing you talk about those things, and I think it benefits new people, as I said. We're still getting a lot of thank you and comments on the fast chat about the trip to the lightship. And people really liked the green mud room, and there's a request that could we go there tomorrow? So I don't know if you keep notes, Ron, if you could write that down.
Yeah.
That was a big hit.
I'll have to write it down.
And people were feeling that it was releasing toxins from them. I'm sorry, some of that is gone already, but so people really enjoyed that.
Great.
And we had an email on I didn't say this at the beginning of the call because I feel like I'm talking on and on, but Tuesday through Fridays, every week, Ron has one-hour healing calls. And that is also a wonderful way to experience the Creation Lightship healings. And one day is the courting call. And let me just look and tell you which day of the week that one is. Because we had a question about courting. What can I do if one person is persistently courting me? Someone is asking. So I thought maybe we could talk about that a little bit. And the courting is on Tuesdays. It's Tuesday is courting removal. So this person might want to get on that call. It's only $20, and it's an hour, and it's wonderful. But could you talk about courting a little, Ron, and what the person could do about a particular person they know is courting them a lot?
Well, a lot of people court people. So courting, you could do the energetic courting call. It might be if they're courting you, maybe they're trying to send you energy. So you may want to do a timeline crash on them, many of those, to get them kind of out of your life a little bit. Maybe there's something that you're dealing with on timelines with that person. And then, you know, you might look at that as maybe you're being stalked by the person as they're courting you. Maybe they're thinking about you. Maybe they're infatuated with you or something. Or maybe it's the other way around. They don't like you. So they're courting you, trying to make you lose money or lose your job or something like that. So if it's one of those situations, feel like you're being stalked, then do the curse, sex, or spell or the dark side practitioner. They're both very, very similar. So the dark side practitioner clearing is for somebody that you know, have their name of, or organization that's connected to you, giving you bad energy. And the cursed Texas spell one, that's designed for somebody who you don't really know who it is, but you do feel some a whammy happening to you. But they're both very similar, and I can't really say which one is better because they're so similar and they do very, you know, almost the same thing, but you want to check that out. So that's what I would say to do. Get in there and do that type of clearing, because the courting is one thing, but it's very possibly you have a problem with the person trying to stalk you or keep thinking of you, and that can cause you harm. So, and maybe they're on timelines, and you want to get off of that timeline. Maybe somehow that person wants you to be like them and to be in their life, we'll say. Don't want to be there, but maybe they're in a relationship with you on a timeline, any timeline. I mean, they wonder why you're not with them on this timeline. They keep trying to pull you into their realm of experience. So to do some timeline crashes on it. How many? That depends how deep you are involved with the situation with that person. You have to do 1,000 timelines to get them out of your life a little bit, but everything is up to you, what you're doing and how you feel. So always check and recheck and see where you are with it. Some people just keep doing more and more timeline crashes, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, stuff goes away. So it's up to you to decide how many you need. But if you have a concern there, they keep doing it until you feel at ease, and then maybe do some more after that.
And the other person will probably feel better too, right, Ron?
Yeah, you may want to get more than one computer. Maybe do like a half a dozen at one time. If your body will be able to take that. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And won't the other person end up, being disconnected from you, but also feeling better because they'll be receiving some light from Creation Lightship?
Yes, that is correct too. Uh-huh.
And another thing I thought of, if someone is persistent like that, isn't it likely that's a member of your soul family, and wouldn't the soul family disconnection help?
Yeah, very possibly. That could be that, too, you know. It could also
is
be
there any number, Ron?
Of... when they got a shapeshifter in the body trying to attach to you, too. It can go in all different directions. So it is quite interesting.
Is there any average number, of people in somebody's soul family? You know, like if you just look at, you know, any average person, do we have 10? Do we have 100? Do you know?
I would say more like 100 to 1,000.
Oh. Wow. 1,000. Wow.
I'll do a clearing here. Here, let's just try something.
Okay.
Well, we don't have much time left. Okay. I want everybody to, let's just say that, trying to think of country here. I'll pick Russia, okay? Russia's been broken up and stuff, you know, into other territories and countries, but let's just take maybe the Russia that we knew about 20 years ago, where all the countries are in Russia, okay? So now we'll say that hypothetically you have a couple of people over there in your soul family that you know don't even know who the heck they are, right? Have you ever been to Russia? Maybe there's some Russian people listening. They go, oh, yeah, I know about so-and-so, but forgetting that, you know, people probably are not from Russia. Ancestors maybe, but we'll just talk about right now. They're living right now. You don't even know who they are. So let me disconnect one person from Russia that could be affecting you and your soul family. So here we go. Sit back and relax, and they may be pulling on your energy without you even knowing about it. And here we go. So releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. See if your body is feeling a little different by having this person that you know nothing about, but on the realm, you know, that you can't see in the spirit realm, know this person, but physically, you don't have a clue. So we'll see what happens there. Remember, everybody in your soul family can enter your physical body. They have the same resonance, so they can come into you. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And you know, unfortunately, we are getting close to the end of the show, but if anyone has any comments, someone said, oh, I have past lives in Russia. Let's see. Okay, that's all so far. But you know, I guess we're kind of ready to say goodnight. Are there any other announcements, Ron, that you want to make?
I hope you can all see me in New York. It'll be quite interesting there in a week. So the light chamber booth. So here we go, everybody. So blessings.
Right.
We'll see you later. Thank you, Ann. Hopefully you all feel great and wonderful. And see if you can get on the call tomorrow. We'll be working with pins and I guess some of that green mud. So here we go. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
Thank you all. Thank you, Ron.
Good night.
Good night.